This is the fourth class in a series on unlocking the Agadah, the lives and legacies of the sages. Many have wondered, when we learn the stories of Abraham and God's call to Abraham to start and found the first religion of monotheism in the world, in the history of the world, many wonder, how did Abraham arrive at the moment in his thinking and understanding that there is one God, that there is this monotheistic idea that's out there? How did he get there? Because when we read the story of Abraham, the first conversation that God has with Abraham is Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. We're never told where the relationship began. What is God's call to Abraham a response to? How did Abraham meet God? Where did this happen and when did it happen? Sages in different agadot, different passages in the Midrash, try to fill in an idea, an insight, a possibility as to where Abraham found God and when Abraham found God. And the basic notion of Chazal is that Abraham experienced or understood or was exposed to the idea of one God, of a creator, of a God who's involved in the world, before God called to him, Lech Lecha, go, leave your birthplace, leave your homeland, leave everything behind, and go to the land that I will show you. Here we have a midrash in Bereishit Rabbah, Parshat Lech Lecha, right on the first pasuk. And the midrash begins, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak teaches, Mashal, a parable, Le'echad Shaya Over Mimakom Lemakom, to an individual who was going from place to place. Vira'a Bira Achat Doleket, and he saw a certain palace, certain mansion, big structure that was doleket. We'll come back to speak about this word soon. There was something going on over there inside that palace that this passerby noticed. Amar, he said, Tomar Shahabira Zu below Manhig. Could it really be possible that this tower has no one in charge? Is there no leader? Is there no person who's looking over this place? There was something wrong. There was something going on there that seemed wrong. That seemed as though it was left to nothing. No one's going to take care of this. It was doleket. Hitzitz alav bal habira. Peering out from the mansion, from the palace, was the Baal Habira, the owner of this structure. He peered out at the individual, Amar Lo, and he said to him, Ani hu Baal Habira, I am the owner of this palace. Kach. Now the Midrash shifts into the Nimshal of this Mashal, of this parable. Kach. So too, Lefishaya Avinu Avraham. Avraham, as the Rambam speaks about this as well, he was searching, he was thinking, he was contemplating, he was looking at the world. Omer Tomar Shaholam Hazeh Belo Manhig. He looked out in the world, he said, could it be that this world has no manhig, no leader, no orchestrator? Hitzitz alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'amar lo ani hu bal olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked out and called out to Avram and said, I am the master, the owner, the orchestrator of the world. What is this midrash? What is this idea? The Baal HaBira is God and the passerby is Avraham. This Bira Doleket, this palace that's Doleket, that's the world. What does the word doleket mean? However we define this word will change the meaning of the text. Some have explained the word doleket to mean the argument from design, for example, a theory that proves the existence of a creator. Doleket, on fire. That there's something going on, there's a purpose, there's an organization, there's an order. That you look out into nature and you understand, as Rashi writes on the Midrash, Ra'ah Shamayim Va'aretz, he saw the heavens, the earth, Ra'ah Shemesh, the sun, the moon, the stars. Can't be that all of this is just here. There's just too much organization, there's too much order in what I'm seeing. And therefore, according to this understanding, this Midrash is telling us that the way Avraham found God, he saw Bira Doleket, he saw this magnificent structure that was lit up, and he said, there's got to be someone who's in charge of what's going on over here. And he came to the conclusion that there is a creator, that there is a God. Through his study of nature, through his study of the world, and of the creations of the world. And it was from there that God responded, I am here, I am God, I am the one who created all of this. That's one way to understand Doleka. There's a different way to read this Midrash. Some commentaries point out, the word Doleka doesn't necessarily mean lit up, but rather on fire. That the palace was on fire. That the passerby saw an abandoned structure. Who's in charge here? Who's going to do something about this fire? Who's going to put out the fire? You're just going to create a structure and then it's on fire and you're just going to let it go. And Avraham, the passerby, in our nimshal, in our parallel understanding of this mashal, he's the one who's looking out at the world and he sees disarray. He sees the world on fire. He sees where is the moral authority in this world. He sees society in its state of corruption. As we saw in the previous class, he saw what was going on in society, how corrupt the people were. And he said, where is the man in charge, the being in charge? And out comes God. And he says, I'm in charge. What were God's words to Avraham? Lech lecha. That was God looking out at Avraham and saying to him, I'm answering the call. You want to know who's the moral authority? It's me. How is Avraham the one chosen? The Midrash is giving this answer. God spoke to Avraham because Avraham spoke to God. Avraham searched and found God. Therefore, God confirmed Avraham's conclusion. So the Midrash claims that Avraham searched for God. Not in the realm of the metaphysical, looking out from the argument from design, as we suggested in the first interpretation. The symbol here of the Bira Doleka is looking at the injustice, the immorality in the world, and saying, where is the moral authority? What made Avraham unique was his readiness to challenge injustice, to force justice to come to the fore. How does God intervene when he says, Ani hu ba'al abira? The answer is, lech lecha me'artzecha. It's the beginning of the parsha. So you want to understand, how does the relationship begin? The Midrash is telling us that the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha is a response to Avraham reaching out to God. By telling Avraham to begin the journey, God is asserting his mastery over the world through Jewish history and the Torah, albeit in indirect and drawn-out manner. But the idea here is hitzitz alav ba'al habira, the notion that God is looking out and he's waiting for us to reach out, for us to hear the call. As the Sfasemis writes, the language lech lecha, it's very interesting because we don't have an earlier mention of any relationship between Avraham and God. It's Avraham who heard the call. It's Avraham who reached out. And the idea being conveyed here is that the Bira Doleket is ours to see. It's ours to overcome and conquer. Because we see a world around us which is filled with injustice, filled with immorality. That's God's Bira Doleket. That's what we're seeing. That's what we're meant to see as we walk around our own lives. And we see all around us, wherever we are, injustice, people being taken advantage of. Our response to that is not just, where is the manhig? But it's the lech lecha, me'artzecha m'molarecha. It's the going, it's the doing, and it's the fighting back against the injustice. It's God's call to humanity to make a difference in this world.